Settling into postures for practice. Sitting in a way that feels comfortable, easeful, yet also is conducive to wakefulness. That from the go-ahead takes care of the possible hindrance of sleepy mind. Sitting in an upright and dignified way, simply know you're sitting. Feel the contact points. Notice breathing. The sounds coming and going. And in your own words, finding what your intentions are for this practice. How would you express to yourself basic intentions for practice of curiosity and goodwill? Accepting attitude, friendliness, open-heartedness. Taking a few moments now to simply feel the body breathing. Resting for a few moments, noticing breathing in and breathing out. And now letting our awareness of breathing gently shift into the background of awareness. Let's now enter a body scan. Beginning this time with the crown of the head. Opening to the sensations that you find there. What can you notice? Crown of the head and down the backs of the head, the sides of the head. Opening to any and all sensations, letting them be just as they are. Feeling the ears, opening to the sounds, to hearing, just gently letting that go, coming now to the forehead, feeling the sensations at the forehead, letting them be just as they are, opening as best you can with interest, with friendliness. Noticing sensations that may feel pleasant and others that may feel unpleasant. And the vast majority of our sensations are neutral. And so as you notice sensations through the body, you might make a mental note as to what you're feeling and whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. So, for example, maybe you feel a bit of pressure in the forehead, or tension, or tingling, or maybe not much of anything. And you can label that, and you can also note the feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. And you can do this as we scan throughout the body, bringing awareness not just to sensations, but also to feeling tone, and noticing how the sensations and the feeling tone changes. Feeling the forehead, coming now to the eyes, between and around the eyes, the eyeballs. What do you feel here? What's the tone of the sensations? Noticing the changing nature of the sensations and the feeling tone gives us a chance to not chase after the pleasant and get caught in wanting mind. Gives us a chance to notice the changing nature of the unpleasant and not get caught in aversion, the not wanting mind. And when we can notice that experiences are neutral, we might stay awake for them and not get lost in delusion or a sleepy mind, a dull mind. Feeling now the sensations at the nose and the passage of air through the nostrils. Noticing the muscles of expression through the cheeks. What's happening here? What can you feel? Feeling now into the jaw, from the TMJ at the temples, down the jawline to the tip of the chin. And this is a region that can get caught up in aversion, which we might notice as tension in the jaw and the muscles. At any point, if you notice any hindrance, remember you can name it. I see you, Mara. Ah, wanting mind, aversive mind, sleepy mind, restless worry mind, doubting mind. We can name it. I see you, Mara. Name it. Maybe that's all that's needed. And it's poof. Or open to it, feel it through the body. It's now no longer a hindrance. It's an opening, it's an opportunity for mindfulness. Coming now to the mouth. Feeling the lips, the teeth, the gums, the tongue, the palate. What can you notice here? Is it pleasant? Is it unpleasant? Taking a few moments to breathe in and out of the face and head region. Not to fix or change it, but to open a little more deeply to whatever is here. Letting whatever is here just be here as it is. Now letting go of face and head region, coming down into the neck, feeling the front of the neck, the back of the neck. What can you notice? Is there tension here? Is there any gripping? Is there an easy flow? Moving the awareness into the shoulders, shoulder muscles, shoulder joints. And they can hold a lot of tension in our lives. Opening to it, letting it be here as it is. Is there any wanting stored up there? Any aversion? Letting the awareness travel down the arms, the upper arms, noticing the sensations just as they are, perhaps naming them, noticing their feeling tone, being aware of their changing nature. Feeling the life of the body. And into the elbows. And the forearms. What can you feel here? Can you feel the pulse at the wrist? Can you feel the bones, the muscles? and coming now into the hands. Exploring the hands, the palms, the backs of the hands, the fingers, the thumbs. There's a great deal you can feel here. Sometimes there's discomfort, which might be unpleasant, especially if there's a bit of arthritis. And you open to that with kindness and friendliness and interest. Sometimes there's just lots to feel, tingling and vibration and pulsation. And it can be very interesting, which is inherently pleasant. Can we be with that pleasantness without grabbing it? As always, taking care of any sleepiness by opening eyes, standing with eyes open. You notice any hindrance to your mindfulness, name it, possibly open to it through the body, investigate it. So recognize, allow, investigate. Notice that it's not always so. Transforming the hindrance from hindrance to mindfulness, a mindful opening. I see you, Mara, breathing in and out of the hands. And letting them go on the exhale. Coming up to the chest. Feeling the rise and fall of the chest, possibly the heartbeat deep within the chest cavity. What can you notice here? And then down into the belly, the abdomen rising and falling, perhaps digesting your lunch. Noticing sensations, their feeling tone. Noticing hindrances and noticing the absence of hindrances. The hindrance can disappear with the naming, I see you, Mara. Or it can vanish with the investigation. Not that we're trying to push away the hindrances, because that would simply be aversion. Rather opening to them. Letting them be part of the practice. Letting go of the belly now and coming back to the shoulders. Feeling there at the back of the neck and into the shoulders again. Opening to whatever is there once again. Traveling down the back of the body into the shoulder blades, feeling the bones, the muscles, the movement with breathing. moving into the mid-back, feeling the spine, the ribs, the muscles, the movement with the breath. Opening to any tension you may find here. Moving down the back, feeling the lower ribs. And feeling into the low back region, lumbar spine. And this can be a place where we may be storing tension, which might possibly be part of some aversion or some wanting. Letting the awareness travel down into the very lowest parts of the back, the upper buttocks, the sacrum, tailbone region. Naming sensations, noticing their feeling tones. Noticing how things are changing, the sensations, the tones are changing. Feeling into the rest of the pelvic region. Pelvic bones, the hip joints, around to the front, sense of the genitals, the bladder. Noticing the movements of the breath here. Letting the breath fill the entire torso. So breathing down from the nape of the neck all the way down to the pelvic region, feeling the whole upper body together. Opening to the sensations and noticing the energy. How's the energy? Is there a restless quality to the energy? Too revved up? Is there an easeful quality? Is there a sleepy quality? So opening to the hindrances of sleepy mind, sleepy body, restless body, worry mind that may be showing as we breathe in and out of the torso. Perhaps the energy feels quite neutral and there's no skillful response needed. There's an even keel to the energy. Or if there's sleepiness or even restlessness, it might help to stand as a way to be with it with kindness. Letting go of the torso now on the exhale, moving our awareness now into the thighs. So feeling the sitting bones at the chair or with standing, the femurs all the way down to the knees, the muscles, the skin, opening to this region. Moving into the knees. And now letting the attention go into the lower legs. The shins, the calves, the ankles. What can you feel here? Naming sensations, naming their feeling tones, noticing how things change. Now coming into the feet, feeling the tops of the feet first. Sensing the toes and the spaces between them. And then bringing awareness into the soles of the feet. Breathing in and out of the feet, perhaps to feel them a little more deeply. Like the hands, there's a great deal we can feel here. It can be quite interesting. Noticing the flow of sensation. Breathing all the way down the lower extremities, feeling them as a whole, thighs, knees, lower legs, feet. then letting that go on the exhale, coming back into your centers with the breath. Letting the breath expand to take in the whole of the body, breath and body as a whole. Breathing down to your toes, fingertips, to the top of the head. Feeling the whole body sitting here, breathing, alive, vibrant. Noticing if there's any spot within the body that's calling to you for attention by virtue of its pleasantness, its unpleasantness, by its neutrality even, opening to that spot, recognizing and allowing it to be here as it is, perhaps investigating it a little. What's happening here? What is being felt? Is it part of any hindrance? Can I open to it? Can I let it be okay? Simply nature unfolding. Whole world of causes and conditions being felt, being known in this moment. Nothing to fix, but rather to be with kindness, with interest, and letting it move through. Letting it all be here, feeling breath and body as a whole as we begin to finish.